Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, Journeyman, coming in with the thought on today of committed to the non-committal. Oh man, when I tell you the whole process of being committed to something that's not committed to you, usually starts, I'm going to start here on the mind process. A lot of times our thoughts are not as committed as our physical being. A lot of times we want to do it, but our mind sometimes hinders us in the places of what it is that we want to do. Many times we think that if I have the mind to do it, then I could do it. But sometimes our mind is not committed. And when our mind is not committed to some things, we cannot exempt from doing the work. The mind doesn't want to get up in the morning sometimes. Sometimes the mind wants to stay. I can attest to that this week. This past week of just kind of being in the lag and then having to pop up and start my work day. Many can also attest to that place of being on vacation. And then all of a sudden, here comes Monday, and it's like my mind does not want to do this. My mind is out of it, and we find ourselves in a place of, oh man, I really don't feel like it. But you know, I'm going to be honest. Many days in ministry, you will feel that. Many days in trying to accomplish something in business, you will feel like that. Days in marriage, you will feel that way. Days in just trying to rebuild yourself, you're going to feel those. And I don't feel like it today. You know, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to blame you. But I will say this. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:3 that if you commit, your works unto the Lord, your thoughts shall be established. Oh, wow. Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established. What am I saying to you on today? Man. Commitment brings about a whole element of devotion. It symbolizes a place of coming down to removing yourself from. It symbolizes a place of joining yourself with, making a vow to. And he says, if you would make a vow to your works in the Lord, unto the Lord. So God says, listen, don't do it for me. Don't do it for you. Do it for me. Because sometimes we doing it for ourselves is not enough. Self-motivation, yeah, sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's like, okay, whatever, you know, I'll do it a little bit. But God says, if you would do it for me, man, stop thinking about, I got to do this for the Lord, okay? Because sometimes our mind is not always there. Our mind is not always. I know the Bible does say, you know, praise the Lord with all thy mind, thy heart, and thy strength. And I get that. But, you know, sometimes our mind is not there. Sometimes our mind is not as committed as everything else that we would like it for it to be. And God says, if you would just do it for me, find that inner strength for me. Move on behalf of me. Commit thy works unto the Lord. God said, when you do it with a place of an appreciation. Do it with a place of pride. Do it with a place of respect for and honor for me. Because this ain't even about the mind right now. Because, listen, our mind is left and right. And, you know, even listening to this, some of you are going to be left and right in your thinking. But God says that, listen, let me establish your thinking. Give me the opportunity to establish your thought life. Because, listen, once we start committing to him, God says, I'll get your mind right. I get your mind back into this right place of thinking and the right place of perspective and where it needs to go, because your thoughts are not even in an established place. You are all over the place. And God says that I want to give your thought life a plan to go off of. I want to give it a direction. I want to give it a place. And so a lot of times we feel like I got to get my mind together and then I can go to the Lord. God says, no, I need for you to come to me. Bring what you have to me with what you're working with and let me give you the plan on which it works with. A lot of times we try and get the vision, but God says, I just need for you to do the work. Once you get the work, then you'll get the plan. God says, once I get you working, then I'll establish and expand your direction. And we do it the other way. We try and get our thoughts together. We try and get our plans together in our mind, how much money we're going to spend on it, how much this effort we're going to spend on it. But God says, I just need your diligence. I need your dedication in your body. He says, I'll establish the double-mindedness. That's why the Bible says that a man is double-minded man is unstable in what? All of his ways. So God says, your ways are going to be double standard because you have a double standard mind first. And God says, I need for you to establish your works unto me. Once we establish your works, once we get your works in place, then we can establish your thoughts. We can build from your thought life. We can make alignment to your thinking. And our thinking plays great dividends as well, because we want to know which direction God wants us to go in. We want to know the direction that God wants us to be in. But God says, I need for you to show me your direction in what you're doing. Show me what you're doing. Show me what you're working with. Come on now. Once you show me what you're working with, then I can show you where you're going. I can show you what you need to do. I can show you where you need to be. Okay? I can show you everything else. I just need for you to start working unto me. But the Bible says that everything we do as unto the Lord. So God says, hey, start working as unto me. And then watch me establish your non-committed thoughts to a committed work, to a vowed work in me. Commit. And then your thoughts will be established. Listen, established real quickly means that foundation will be established. Your rock, your firm places, the things that you were like wondering, where do I stand on? Where do I stand? Where should I stand? God says, I will establish a firm, fixed place, in a secured place. I will have you in a determined place. That's upright, that's directed in a specific direction. God says, I'll bring all of this into your mind place. How about you just doing the work? I said, do the work, then I get your mind right. Then I'll have it planted in the place you need to go in. And you'll turn that non-committal area into a committed area. But God said, I need you to stay committed here. Committed to your work. It's a word for me, if nobody else. Stay committed to the work. And then watch me get your mind together. Because you'll sit there and say, man, what am I doing? But God said, but that's what you're thinking. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways. God says, start with your works. Then let me build your ways. And then it won't move. Come on here. Start with the works. Then God says, I'll establish your ways. And then it won't move. Man, I tell you, stay committed to the non-committal in your mind. Y'all, it's your boy, J-Man. Y'all be blessed on today. Start your day off right, giving God the praise with your works. Let him establish your ways. And then you won't be moved. Y'all be blessed. Talk to you soon. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, it's been a blessing to you. It's been helpful to you. It's been insightful to you. Y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. I always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the journey, where we believe in taking life one step at a time. And stay in the journey.